Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm recording my end of irrational fear on Gundungurra land and the Thurrell Nation. Sovereignty was never ceded. We need a treaty. Let's start the show.
This is Irrational Fear.
G'day, Irrational Fear listeners. Dan Illich here. And I've also been joined by a very salty Lewis Hobart. Lewis, yes. you look so beach swept.
Thank you. The good kind of salty, not like an angry old man sort of salty, but more like if you imagine taking Michelangelo's David and then plunging it in the ocean and then dragging it through the sand and then putting it in front of a microphone. That's how I look.
That is it. You sound relaxed too. You sound like you've got the sound of summer in your vocal cords.
Thanks, Dan. They do say there's nothing more relaxing than having a one-year-old.
And that is part of the reason why you won't be joining us in Melbourne for our 1 millionth download show at the Malthouse Theatre. And it's very upsetting, but, you know, we're going to try and have you on Zoom if feeding times allow.
Thank you. I'm trying to do my best to make Olive funny as quickly as possible so we can start paying her on to come on the podcast. And then I can justify not having to leave her at home asleep.
If you want to come to the show in Melbourne, February 1st, Charlie Pickering is joining us on stage. Kirsty Wiebeck, Sammy Shah, Andy McClelland is DJing. Also, the incredible Richard Feidler is joining us. He's the man with the most downloads of any podcaster in Australia to help us celebrate us getting 1 million downloads, which we've already passed. I don't know what we're up to, but who knows? Maybe we're up to 1,300,000. Who knows?
I think we might be up to 10 million. It's a big spike. People heard we were up to one and they really...
What's all the fuss about? What's all the fuss about?
Yeah, everyone was like, wait, they've won how many awards in a row? And then they just flocked.
Yeah. Hey, do you want like the past year's awards? I should give them to you because, you know, I'll hang on to this current one. And as we get new awards, I'll just hand them down to you.
You've got four. I've got none. I've got a photocopy of one on a fridge. Actually, no, I threw that out when we moved.
All right.
But one when I did ask you to
I'm seeing
you a photocopy.
I'm seeing
of
you on Saturday. I'm seeing you on Saturday. I'll bring the awards down.
Oh, thank you. Just one. Just one will do.
I'll give you the other three. I don't.
Okay, sure.
We don't need them here, this household.
I gotta have something behind me, even when I'm joining you.
If anything, Lewis, I honestly think we earned the first three. I don't know how we got the fourth one. I think that was a mistake.
I think the middle two were our strongest. The first and the last, I'm not too sure on.
Anyway, we are joined by the editor of The Chaser, John Delminico. He is a part of a crew who just happened to lose against us at the Podcast Awards four times in a row. But it's very exciting to talk with John. We're going to talk to him all about making satire, how to tackle Trump, and also what it's like to go through having a stroke in the early 20s and then trying to find your vocation after that.
And he's wonderful, and I very rudely am not present for 90% of this interview, and then I swan in at the end, fresh from the beach. because I missed an email. And that one's on me.
It's not your fault you miss your email, Lewis, because it is summer. You're not meant to be looking at emails. It's totally fine. Don't worry about it. And this one is for Patreon supporters. So if you're listening on the free feed, you're probably going to hear the next, you know, 3 or 4 minutes of it. And then we're going to cut you off rudely and bring you into the Patreon, because you've got to pay for this. It's a good conversation to pay for.
If you want to hear my sweet entry, that's going to cost you.
Your fear is rational.
Now, joining us for this week's episode of A Rational Conversation is someone who you absolutely would have read if you're an Irrational Fear listener, but you may not have heard of because, you know, he's a faceless man, much like he's the Bill Shorten of Australian satire. Please welcome the new editor in chief of The Chaser. It's John Delmenico. Welcome, John.
Hi. Should clarify, I'm not editor in chief. I'm just editor.
Just editor. Oh, not editor in chief.
Yeah, I haven't thrown out Charles Firth yet.
Why not? You should throw out Charles Firth. Charles Firth is old and crusty. The whole brand needs a reboot. And you're the man for the job.
I think the only reason I shouldn't is because that would also put me in charge of the shot. And I don't think I can be trusted running an actual news outlet.
You're more comfortable with fake news. I understand that.
Yeah.
Hey, John, it is so good to have you on the podcast. And I'm thrilled to chat with you about your plans for The Chaser. But for people who don't know kind of your history with The Chaser, tell us how you got into the hot seat as editor of The Chaser.
Yeah. So 9 years ago, I dropped out of uni for health stuff. And then, like, the moment that I was allowed to start doing stuff again, The Chaser put out a thing being like, we're looking for new writers. Send in some pictures to this anonymous thing. And I was like, my genuine thought process was, fuck it, I'll waste someone's time. I sent in a bunch of jokes. They liked two of them. Like, and they're very hard-hitting political stuff about Untitled Goose Game and Masked Singer.
That's pure Chaser fare. That's true satire. You're really going for the big targets there.
Yeah.
The sacred geese of comedy.
When everyone thinks of The Chaser, the first target everyone thinks of is Untitled Goose Game. But from that, I started, that was in 2019, and then they asked me to start writing for them like regularly, and then that turned slowly into me becoming like the head writer for a few years, and then a period where I would step backwards and join the interns, and then went back to being head writer, and then now the editor.
So how did you get the gig as editor? Was it just a case of just hanging around long enough, like most media jobs?
I mean, kind of. Yeah, like the previous editor, Cam Smith, he left midway through last year, and then Charles thought that he could handle it all, and then about 2 months into that, the voice vote happened. And Charles realized that he had double booked himself that day. So he realized someone needed to step in as editor. So my first day on the job as editor was the day of the voice referendum. And that is a perfect start.
Is it safe to say it's because of you the no vote failed?
The no vote didn't fail, Dan, so it's not, you can't blame me for that.
That's not what I meant to say. It's because of you the referendum failed. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, I didn't do enough jokes that day. All of my jokes happened around the time the results came in.
You know, people who have been following The Chaser for years know your work, though they might not know you personally. How do you manage to be so prolific? You churn out so many jokes, and I assume it's quite often just you doing a lot of the legwork there.
Yeah, currently it's a lot me, but I kind of don't know. Like, part of it was that I learned the techniques of writing satire, because like it was like months into me writing for The Chaser, I did the entry level course that Charles used to run for writing, which was weird because it used the jokes that I had written, but I didn't know the techniques behind them.
Hang on. Charles was teaching people how to write jokes by using your material.
Yeah.
A Rational Fear is brought to you by its Patreon supporters. For as little as the price of a cup of coffee, you can get this podcast ad-free, exclusive content, discounts on live tickets, and access to the Discord chat server. Chip in at patreon.com/irrationalfear or else.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.